All right, yeah, so this video, I woke up and yeah, I was just thinking about because I went to a brothel a couple of nights ago, right? And see, like the prostitute and hooker situation, I think that that is a situation that guys kind of do to hurt each other by shaming them about it, kind of in the same way how women shame each other. And they make each other compete with makeup and they got to be fat, skinny, blah, blah, blah. Women do that same thing amongst each other. I think guys do the same thing in prostitution. Now, in my life, what I like to do is I like the title goes, I do like the girls who I know, like the normal girls who I know and talk to, like they all know, like I watch porn, I fuck hookers, I go to brothels. Like you got to let them know that. See, and I think that that is an important thing because I was talking to a friend of mine, right? And there's two really good brothels here in Prague. And one of them is closing. And the one that's closing is like in this really like discreet area where people can't see you walk in unless they're like in, like it's like back behind this wall. So no one can see you unless the people who's going there to the brothel type of thing. But then there's another brothel that's it's more out in the open. So people are like, oh, people don't really like to walk in there because everybody can see you walk in there now. And I told him like the thought never even crossed my mind that that's what it is, because I'm the type of motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. I'll walk up anywhere. Right. And my reason for doing that is because I understand that women's nature when it comes to this. You see, guys who are like self-conscious about paying for pussy, or going to strip clubs or anything like that. Guys who do the whole thing of, well, I don't want anybody to know. I watch porn and blah, blah, blah. See, guys who are doing that, these guys are doing to themselves, these guys are attaching the same value as they think women's value is. Meaning, okay, women, if a woman walks into sex clubs and blah, 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 well, you immediately know you don't want to, I mean, you don't really want to marry that. You see what I'm saying? Like a woman's value goes down with more she has to do with sex in terms of like getting married to a man who has like any self-respect. A woman's value goes down every time with this. So if there was like a brothel with men and women could go into it, well, women got to hide. They got to put on big glasses and, you know, fake makeup and a wig. See, because a woman's value will go down with that. Men try to attach that same level of value that women have. And it is completely opposite. You see, you got to think like in a woman's brain, okay, the more options a man has, the more valuable he is. You see what I'm saying? So if you keep trying to portray this image to women that, you know, you don't fuck around, you don't do this, you don't do that, and you just sit at home or you know what I'm saying? Like you don't mess around with many female options. A woman's instinct is going to see that and say, he's not that valuable. You see, because I'm going to be his only option then. And if I'm his only option, then he must not be valuable. Even the hardest Christian women, all that shit, it's woman's natural nature. I think Donovan Sharp, I think he took it from Rollo Tomasi, I think he said. And this is real shit. Women would rather share an alpha than to be saddled with a beta. And men who do this whole, I don't fuck around, I don't pay women for sex, that's what losers do. I just keep to myself and I look for a good-hearted woman and blah, blah, blah. See, that's making you a beta in her eyes. Now, you don't think so because you're trying to attach that same level of value that a woman has in the sexual dating market. You see, it's like what I talked about a while back about the sexes are trying to, some people in the opposite genders are trying to tap into what that gender likes. And they figure that, oh, well, if I tap into what that gender likes and do what they do, then they'll secretly magically fall in love with me. You see what I'm saying? It's like I said, when women are out here working these career jobs and they're pulling in 80,000, you know, six figures a year, they're secretly hoping that, oh, well, if I become like a man of higher status will secretly magically fall in love with me because I'm becoming like him. We have something equally in common now. And that's not how it works. it doesn't work like that. You see what I'm saying? Like and with the whole guys, like when guys like are trying to shame other men for like, you know, prostitution, blah, 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 or why guys try to shame other guys for watching porn, prostitution, you know, fucking a bunch of bitches, blah, blah, blah. Like some guys will try to shame men for that. And see, like I said, that mentality is the same thing as secretly trying to dive into what the opposite gender wants. And if you become like them, then they'll secretly see it and fall in love with you because you're like them and in their method of the dating market. It never fucking works. It never works. Okay, look at your past. For instance, all the guys who were known to be dogs, liars, cheaters, blah, 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 they never had a shortage of women. Never. Guys who were just like openly about it, like me. Okay, like okay, perfect example. When I went to that brothel, right? I'll tell you exactly what happened. First, I went out with a buddy of mine, and I don't like to go out. I don't like clubs and parties, but he does. So I haven't hung out with him for a while. So I went with him. First, we got to grab a couple beers at this like restaurant in the mall. Then we went to some club in the center of Prague, and I had three normal girls I was talking to on my phone at the same time. One had actually just given me her number. Like I just met them. And one gave me her number and wanted me to come over. And there was two other girls in the bar that I ended up kind of making my way to and talking. I mean, at the bar, in the club, I met my way over talking to. And then I just kind of just got tired and went and sat down by myself in this little like booth. And I'm thinking like, do I really want to deal with all this shit? Or am I in the mood to just beat some cheeks and fucking leave? And to beat some cheeks, it was literally a 3-minute Uber ride to the brothel. And then you'll beat some legit, like, okay, see, brothels here are not like what you think if you're in America. Brothels here are clean. The women are beautiful. It's like pretty much the only thing that really works there in majority are like female college students who need extra money. So you're going to have a lot of it, either female college students who need a lot of money or younger girls who didn't go to college. And it's the best money they'll ever be able to probably make in the rest of their lives because they have no education and they'll just end up working at T-Mobile or some shit like that. So you're going to have it. So the problems here, like you're not going to go in there and be like, ooh, and walk out. Like you'll go in there and be like, oh, yeah, I want to eat that bitch's asshole. So I just went to the brothel and just left. I mean, I went to brothel, beat some shit, and then, you know, just caught trains and public, because here public transportation is like, it's like kind of like New York City. Public transportation is like primary. So I'll just catch trains, especially when I've been drinking, just catch trains and just come back home. And that's what I did. But don't think for a second I ever withhold the fact that I go to brothels or, you know, or pay women for sex, blah, blah, blah. You see, because like I said, see, men shaming other men about that is really doing harm. But see, when men shame other men about it, see, like I said, it's that subconscious thing of these men trying to pick up on what women want to see because they think that women want to see it, because it's this weird puzzle of these men think that this is what these men think that shaming men for buying hookers is what women want to see because women are doing what men want to see. And trying not to be known to be sleeping around with everything. So that may not have been a good explanation, but long story short, that like that's the worst thing you can do when it comes to dealing with women. The worst thing you could do is to sound like you have any less option in life. You see, because women want the guys who also are on here talk. This is real shit. Men value love, women love value. And nothing says more value to a woman than a man who has more and more and more options. Another perfect example, I can't tell you how many like bisexual guys. This is why women always love gay guys and bisexual guys. Because see, that I think that's a subconscious thing in a woman's brain. You see, when they see bisexual guys who are known to like fuck with guys and girls, or guys who fuck with girls, every woman thinks she could turn that guy into liking girls. And bisexual guys, these guys are very rarely at a shortage of having a girlfriend because it's the same thing. These guys have more options. So more options to the woman signals, oh, he must be worth something on some level because he has more options. But see, when guys are shaming, like, or like say a bisexual dude, like, I'm not bisexual dude, but I mean, I understand it. Like, but when, like, when guys are shaming guys, when guys shame other guys, especially like him, I would include bisexual men in this. Bisexual men who pay for hookers or go to brothels, men who do that, like, see, it really takes down the value of the man. But see, like, he's thinking it makes him sound, it's making him sound better to women because women will go, yeah, because women don't never pay attention to what a woman says. Women will tell you anything just to feel like they're pleasing you, because their core of nature on the planet is to please other people. This is why everything about their life is built around pleasing other people, or else they're complete bitches. You see what I'm saying? It's one of the two. Like, so never listen to, because everyone will say, yeah, he don't fuck around, blah, blah, blah. And then every time, what eventually comes out, the woman secretly wants you to fuck around on her. You see, like, she wants that. Because when you go out there and fuck around her, no matter how you got to do it, if you go out there and buy a sugar baby, now I wouldn't advocate doing that, because personally, I just don't think bitches are worth that much money. But I mean, if that's what works for you, to do it. But if you go out there and get a sugar baby, let's say if you're married right now, right? See, you going out and getting a sugar baby, or openly letting them know you've cheated on her, stuff like that. See, she's going to pretend she hates it, and she may even start screaming about divorce and blah 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 and all that stuff. But see, her female side still values you. You see, it's still value, like she still respects you and has value for you. You see. But see, like, when you're that guy, like, you're not messing around her, you're not cheating on her, you're not, you know, you're not doing anything, and you're just kind of existing, and she is the number one thing. The only women who truly get off to that are super fucked up, desperate women. Those are only, and that's just the reality of it, of a woman's nature. She's older, and she's realized, look, I can't keep another man, so I got to keep this one. She's desperate and fucked up. Those are only women who genuinely apply value to men like that. If a woman has any bit else going in her life in any positive direction, that man will inevitably become the weak man to her, and she's not going to respect it. Okay, she's clearly not going to like it when you're out in public. You can see it in pictures you're going to take with her. It's going to be this fake smile of like trying to pretend to be happy with them. It's unbelievable. It's just ridiculous, man. But yeah, back to the original topic. I think all men should just agree to just promote that shit. Because like I said, because my philosophy on this, you're going to pay something for sex anyway. You're going to pay either emotion, time, financial, stress. You're going to pay something for pussy and time. Okay, that unless you just get lucky and you find like that random whore and you pound her one time and you leave and never talk to her again, there's going to be some type of effort, aka payment, that went into it. You see what I'm saying? So like, you're going to spend something for it, but like the stigma of straight exchanging cash for sex is like, it's like a separate thing in a lot of guys' heads. And I understand a lot of guys, they maybe aren't wired up like that. I get it. But what I say is just don't bash that, because like I said, you're thinking like a man who's trying to think on what a woman likes, versus you're not thinking as a woman, I think, on a deeper issue. If you think as a woman on a deeper issue, you would see that it would behoove you to let it be known that you fuck hookers. Because see, in a woman's head, when you do this, like I said, she's seeing that, oh, he has options. So I'm just another option for him. So it's like, oh, now she has to, you know, be better for you. You see. Also, it says like, okay, look, well, the second he gets mad at me, he can just go over there. Like I said, you have options. You can just go over there and just, you know, go to a brothel or find some random whore on Tinder or whatever the fuck. And or the girl you met at the coffee. Actually, I met a girl at the coffee shop yesterday. Gave me her contact information. I think I done lost it. but like, see, you got like, let it be known you got options. You see what I'm saying? Like, don't hide that. See, when you hide that shit, a woman's brain is going to say, oh, he must not have options. So I'm going to be his only option. So, you know, It is just like said, women love value. That's what it is. You're not valuable because you don't have any options. I don't know, man. So I hope I explained this at least somewhat correctly. But yeah, I'm always congested, man. Like, it's foggy as fuck outside. The weather here, man, keeps bouncing up. It's getting ready to be like 60 Fahrenheit here in a few days. And everybody's like bouncing all up and down off being sick. But yeah, I hope I explained this that way correctly. And have a good day.